Now, A Night Under the Stars is taken to a whole new meaning with our next guest, who's changing the way we experience our surroundings. This morning, we're joined by Sunny. He's the CEO and co-founder of Bubble Tent, something absolutely amazing, taking our country by storm. Sunny, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you. What a wonderful intro.
Thank you very much. Now, for those of us out there who might not know, I've been looking at the photos kind of all morning, but for someone who might not know, what is a bubble tent?
So Bubble Tent is, in our case, it's a clear inflatable structure that's held erect through the aid of a turbine. So it's a slightly overpressurized system that keeps the bubble tent inflated, where you can actually sleep in the bubble tent, that where you're shielded away from the elements. So the easiest way you can explain it to a layperson that hasn't seen photos of it is it's the same method of how a inflatable castle is being held.
Okay,
bouncing.
Cool. Now, tent is a very, I guess, interesting word, because this is really, really luxury. I don't want people to think that it's you know, camping style,
yeah.
Sleeping on the floor with your roll-out blow-up mattress that you forget to bring the air pump to inflate. It's pretty luxe what you guys have got going on.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, it's a bit of a, I think it's a term that started in jest, but that really caught on. So it's called glamping, which stands for glamorous camping.
Absolutely.
And so that's the whole entire experience where basically, I mean, we've all been camping, you know, where you wake up in the morning, you've had a great experience, and then you've got to pack everything down and, in the heat of the sun. And so I guess anything where you don't have to like pack it down and you don't have a rock digging into your spleen, you know, is probably considered better than camping.
Absolutely. And anywhere where you've got kind of like a little bit of a bathroom off to the side as well, which you do have in the bubble tent, is pretty glamping.
Right.
Yeah.
So we've got a water pump that works with a basin, and it's quite a nice little basin, as well as a compost toilet. Which is quite friendly and a new experience to most people, that they actually seem to really respond well to experiencing it for the first time.
Very environmentally friendly too.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, I've got to ask as well, how did it all come about? How did you get involved with this? Because was it that you had a space and you thought, let's do something with this space, or did you see the idea of the bubble tent first?
Well, it actually started like most entrepreneurial journeys where you kind of scratch your own itch. So my partner, she was she watched a documentary when she was a little girl in Japan about Lake Tekapo in New Zealand. And so we ended up going to Lake Tekapo specifically for stargazing, since that's what the area is known for. And we just had this profound experience when we went for this stargazing tour. You know, it was centered around she did all the homework, and it was a new moon, and, there was a meteor shower that was meant to be happening, and it was completely clear skies, no wind. So it was just like, I mean, the absolute perfect experience. And after having this amazing experience, you know, we had to go back to our accommodation that had a roof in place. And we were just going, oh, wouldn't it be amazing if you could actually just sleep under the stars? You know, we started like to look for options in the local area where we could do that. And we were just like dumbfounded that there was nothing like that available in the vicinity. And so we sort of wanted to replicate that experience when we got back to Australia, and we were looking for something where you could do that. And we didn't find anything. And then we came across the idea of bubble tents, of which there are a few in Europe. And so we just basically went, well, it's not available here. I know how amazing it was what we experienced. So, like, maybe we should do it.
Absolutely.
So that's kind of the genesis of the idea.
And how did you pick the location for the tent?
Yeah, location was a bit serendipitous as well, really. We went to Coonabarabran, which is, as some people would know, the home of astronomy in Australia. And that was really fantastic, and such a beautiful area with the Warribungles and everything. But it just ended up being a little bit too far, just because, you know, like people coming for like a little weekend away, you know, traveling 6 hours from Sydney or 8 from Melbourne was going to be a little bit too far away. So we started doing a little bit of homework. We sort of wanted to make it, you know, between 2 to 4 hours was kind of our sweet spot, which is also an area that, you know, light pollution wouldn't also be an issue. And so, yeah, we like literally just took out maps and we studied, like we had topography maps and we were looking at what's around. And basically, yeah, a little Ford Fiesta was just battered and bruised in our endeavor to, you know, find an amazing spot. And then when we came across, we were driving down Castlereagh Highway and we came across Kapiti Valley, we were just absolutely astounded. And we just knew instantly that it was the area. And so we just had a lot of meetings. We basically just hustled, you know, talking to absolutely everyone that would that was willing to talk to us and coercing other people that didn't want to talk to us into talking to us. And we eventually just found an amazing farmer who's had a bit of free land. And, yeah, we just said, look, this is an experiment. Are you willing to come for a ride? And, yeah, in a very laconic way, John was just like, yeah, let's do it.
This is fantastic. What an amazing story that all started with your partner watching a documentary when she was a little girl. This is absolutely incredible. What's the response been like?
Well, as ridiculously insane. I mean, you know, we're in the middle of bubble mania. So, like, we've got... I mean, just in terms of press, for example, we've been covered in Malaysia, India, UK, Japan, China, Germany as well. Like we've got RTL coming as well that is staying the night next week and doing a little story on us. And we've got like many different TV spots booked in.
Oh, my gosh.
And guests are also going absolutely wild about it. The feedback from the guests that have been staying are saying, like, you know, and this is absolutely not an exaggeration, but, you know, the feedback is that it's one of the most profound experiences that they've had in their life. And we've had proposals there already.
Gorgeous.
And, it's absolutely astounding, you know. I mean, to say that it exceeded our expectations is a terrible understatement. I mean, this is, you know, like, this is an entrepreneurial wet dream. It's just basically like the ultimate response you could have had.
Oh, my goodness. Are there any plans, do you think, to expand?
Yeah, look, we've actually in the process of putting an additional 2 tents up as well. So we are not too far away from launching. I don't have a specific date yet that I can disclose. But we are pretty close and they're going to be just as spectacular, if not even more spectacular than Leo, which is what we call our first tent. So watch this space.
Oh my goodness. Sonny, you've got the most incredible story and amazing business. Best of luck with everything.
You.
Unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there, but thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks,
much
Sonny.
Appreciated.
That was Bubble Tent CEO and co-founder Sonny there discussing his new and interesting business. If you're looking for kind of a long weekend getaway, this is amazing. Honestly, go online, check it out. It's a very unique concept. And as Sonny was saying, there's something that's done very, very rarely throughout the world. So it's definitely a special experience. We'll pop some links on the podcast at the end of the show to ser.com/weekendbreakfast, or you can go to bubbletentaustralia.com.